Exodus, chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, that they turn back and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, before Baal Zephon, across from it you will encamp by the sea. And Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will follow after them, and I will get myself honor on Pharaoh, and on all his host, and the Egyptians will know that I am Yahweh. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his slaves was changed toward the people, and they said, What is this we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot, and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over all of them. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and he pursued after the sons of Israel, for the sons of Israel went out with a high hand. And the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel lifted up their eyes, and saw that the Egyptians were marching after them, and they were very afraid, and the sons of Israel cried out to Yahweh. And they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt thus with us, to bring us forth out of Egypt? Isn't this the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, Leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it were better for us to serve the Egyptians, than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Don't be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will work for you today, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see them again no more forever. Yahweh will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. And Yahweh said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Speak to the sons of Israel, that they go forward. And you lift up your rod, and stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it, and the sons of Israel will go into the midst of the sea on dry ground. And I, look, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will go in after them, and I will get myself honor on Pharaoh, and on all his host, on his chariots, and on his horsemen. And the Egyptians will know that I am Yahweh, when I have gotten myself honor on Pharaoh, on his chariots, and on his horsemen. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud removed from before them, and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness. And it lit up the night. And the one didn't come near the other all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the sons of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand, and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued, and went in after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass in the morning watch, that Yahweh looked forth on the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of cloud, and discomfited the host of the Egyptians. And he locked their chariot wheels, and they were hard to drive, so the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh fights for them against the Egyptians. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again on the Egyptians, on their chariots, and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned, and covered the chariots and the horsemen of the whole host of Pharaoh that went in after them into the sea, not so much as one of them remained. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand, and on their left. Thus Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which Yahweh did on the Egyptians, and the people feared Yahweh, and they believed in Yahweh, and in his slave Moses.